الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for tonight is the contribution of the youth towards Islam and the challenges our youth face. When one studies the noble Quran, we find in various places Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the youth. We are told by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are told by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite Surah Kahf every Friday. Ghar means a narrow cave, Ghar-e-Hira, and Kahf means a broad, wide cave. Why should we read Surah Kahf every Friday? There are lessons there for the youth. There are lessons there for people in the corporate world, in the business world. There are lessons there for the ulama and scholars, and there are lessons there for the leaders and politicians. So every strata of society, there is a great lesson. Seeing that we are speaking of the youth today, so this was a time during Isa alayhi salam's time, or even before Isa alayhi salam's time, that there were seven youngsters, and the king, the ruler at that time called them, and asked them, who do you believe in? They said, we believe in Rabbuna, Rabbus Samawati wal Ard, in one Allah, that Allah Jalla wa Ala, the Supreme Being, who created the heavens and the earth. He was displeased with that answer, but because they were so young, he told them, okay, tomorrow I will call you again. And if you give me the same answer, you will be executed. Lo and behold, these youngsters went, and when they found a cave, they entered that cave. And Almighty Allah speaks about them, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ Fitya. Fitya means a group of youngsters. Fata, one youngster. Fitya, the plural. So they were a group of youngsters. They brought iman on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ And we increased the hidayat for them. When they went into that cave, lo and behold, that before that they made dua. And what dua they made? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا O Almighty Allah, envelope us, encompass us with your mercy. And all our difficulties, you make the arrangements, you solve our problems. Oh, my beloved youth, this Qur'an, this ayat, this dua is enshrined in a noble Qur'an and read by the youngsters. So every one of us, lesson number one, especially the young and then the old, we all should know this dua by heart. Daily we are facing challenges, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala taught us with the barakah of this dua, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala saved these youngsters. And if you read the starting of Surah Kahf, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ We inform you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about their incident, and it is said to you and revealed to you with truthfulness, no fake news and propaganda and lies and exaggeration. Everything is the truth from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So they made the dua. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, they stayed in that cave for how long? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. For 300 solar years they stayed in that cave. Karamat and honor to them, Almighty Allah preserved their bodies. No eating, no drinking. And the dog was with them, وَكَلْبُهُمْ ثَامِنُ. And the dog, because it was with pious people, Allah Jalla Wala mentioned the dog also. SubhanAllah. So, if you count lunar years, 309 lunar years they stayed there. When they woke up from the deep sleep which Almighty Allah put them, they didn't realize that it is so long. They were hungry, and when they came into town, everything looked very, very strange. And they took out the old coin, and that person asked, for, where are you? Then their secret was exposed. People came and they said that these people belong to centuries ago. And لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. So Almighty Allah let them pass away. And Almighty Allah mentions the people said, in commemoration of them, they will build a masjid there. Where is this place? There's a lot of speculation. Some ulama say it's in Jordan, in Amman, some say it's in Turkey, some say it's in Syria, some say in Andalus, in Muslim Spain. Allah alone knows where it is. But the lesson we learn is the contribution of the youth. So you, my beloved youngsters, why do we learn history? You must remember we learn history because the incidents of the past, they inspire us for the future. Why do we learn history? Because we don't want to commit the mistakes of the past in the future. And why do we learn history? Our Muslim and Islamic history is unique. It's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the honorable ulama and the red blood of our respected shuhada and martyrs. See these people. That in the prime of their life, they were not prepared to apologize. They were not prepared to compromise. They said, Ya Allah, we put our trust in you. You protect us, Ya Allah. Rabbana, atina min ladunka rahma, wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, he is very, very young. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions his name 69 times in the Noble Quran. Abun Rahim, Ibrahim means and compassionate father. Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14 of the Noble Quran. Allah Jalla Wala dedicated to this mighty messenger. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam his special friend. He went out with his people, and his people were steeped in worshipping idols. That was their job, day and night. His father's name is Azar, Quran mentions. His father used to carve out and make and manufacture the idols. All that is to do. So one day was a huge festival, all of them went. Like now, night time. فَنَظَرَ فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked towards the sky. And he told them, Inni Saqim, that I am ill, I'm sick. This in Arabic, in our balagha, in rhetoric, we call tawriya. The people took one meaning and he took another meaning. They took that maybe he's sick physically. He meant that I'm sick of your people's kufr and shirk. Spiritually, I'm sick and fed up of yours. So they went away, he went away, all their idols were. قَالُوا سَمِئِنَا فَتَىٰ. We heard there's a youngster. يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. There, this youngster, he went and he smashed all their idols to smithereens. He left the big idol there. And he put the axe there by the big idol to show them the big idol smashed the small idol. That what you are doing with this small lighting is they finish them up. So this was to teach them a lesson. Where is your common sense is no more common. You make the god, you make the deity, you make the idol, and then you worship him. Are you crazy? One day, you like stories, so let me tell you one two stories. You know, I studied in Pakistan. Did Hibs in South Africa. 74, we went to study in Karachi. Nevertheless, so we used to go to India about 5-6 times. I went, I can remember also. So we students, till now we students, and we're traveling third class in the train, you know. So this side I'm sitting, that side the Babuji is sitting, Lalaji is sitting, Hindu, you know. So we pass the Ganga and Jamna. This is very holy water for them. So holy, man, woman, everybody get naked and they all jump inside. You know? So while we're passing there, so he took the nariyal, he took the coconut, and he threw it inside. So I asked him, Babuji, ab kya kar rahe ho? So he said that main khuda ko khilata ho. Ke I am feeding God. They are so called God. So I asked him, khuda tujhe khilate hai ke tu khuda ko khilate? Allah feeds you or you feed a God, your so-called God. Now he starts thinking, what does man is saying is sense. But when you got nuts and coconuts in your brain, then a lot of things happen, you know. So this type of thing. So see, Allah Ta'ala saved us from all this. Allah gave us Deenul Islam, which is based on Tawheed, on the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. So Allah Ta'ala speaks of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, the youth. So these are two examples quickly from Quran. Let's come to the Ahadith Mubarakah and see. So many examples. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam's beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an in the second year of the Hijrah in the month of Ramadan. This now Ramadan is coming 2.5 months and few days. If somebody tells us today is getting him in Ramadan, we also will look at him with one eye. That this chap is speaking sense or what? 100% permissible. Daytime, obviously, you stay away from one another. Nighttime is alright. So we must remember that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha, their nikah was performed by the Master alayhi salam in Ramadan. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. The Master alayhi salam's demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. So they are 7 and 8 years old respectively. Go to Musnad Ahmad hadith compilation by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. You will find Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu reports from beloved Nana, the Master alayhi salatu salam, 12 ahadith. And you will find Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu reports and narrates 8 ahadith. All are mentioned. So you, my youngsters, one dua I gave you, Rabbana atina min ladunka rahmatan wa hayyi' lana min amrina rashada. Here in your place in Phoenix, I see many ulama here. So you go to your ulama and you tell them that now the holidays are coming, end of March and so forth. So I want to learn all the ahadith Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking and he sees a date. Children, so he picked up the date. He was about to consume it. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Sayyidina, O Hassan, leave that. And that is da'ama yuribuka ila ma la yuribu. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. Imagine in their prime of their youth, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of their virtues. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi al-Jannah. That Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, they will be the leaders of the youth in Jannah. But see how Nabi alayhi salam loved them. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. One day the Master alayhi salatu salam is rendering khutbah. The youngsters, the grandchildren, the Nawasa, beloved grandsons are walking. Yamshiyan wa alayhima ahmaran. Then they got the red color kurta, they're small, they're very young. And they were walking and they tripped and they fell down. So the master, alayhi salatu salam, stopped the khutbah, went and picked up Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu in one hand, and picked up Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu in one hand, kissed them, embraced them, and said, Swadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth, I am the Nabi of Allah. And Allah Jalla wala said, Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Your wealth, your children, your grandchildren, they are a trial and a test for you. I, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rendering a khutbah, and I saw my grandchildren falling, and I could not bear it. I went and picked them up. Then in another occasion, these are hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked them up, embraced them, kissed them. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, I love them, these beloved grandsons of mine. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, you also love them, and you love the person who loves them. So that are what youth are. So each one of us, we love our children, we love our grandchildren, but many a time in that love, instead of doing a service to them, we do a disservice to them. How do we do a disservice to them? See, I give you the example. Each one of us, see what we are doing with our children, see what we are doing with our grandchildren. All the C's, A, B, C, we give them. When they grow up, we give them clothes. When they grow up further, we give them CDs. They grow up further, we give them cell phones. They grow up further, we give them computers. They grow up further, we give them cash. You say, Dada, Nana, I don't want the green notes. I want the other one. Even he knows. I don't want coin. Dada, coin you give all the beggars. Me, you give the paper one. That 100, the blue one, or the 200, that I want. So we gave them clothes, we gave them CDs, we gave them computers, we gave them cell phones, we gave them cash, and when they became 16, 18, we gave them cars. How many of the youngsters got cars? They don't have license, but they tuning it up here. Ask the youngsters. Just now I went to a house. I just met a youngster, 5, 6 years old. You see, our car got smashed. So I asked him, just joking, you smashed it. He said, no, she smashed it. My wife asked, you got license? No license. Driving, big accident. Father will pay, what is this? So you must remember these things here. All the seeds we gave. But the indictment upon us, O father, O mother, O dada, O dadi, grandparents, the greatest seed we did not give. And therefore we find these wonderful flowers of ours, these wonderful children of ours, they rebel against us. And they become rebellious, we become disrespectful, and then they want to challenge your authority and everything else. But we have to turn the clock. We have to rewind. People only know how to rewind the TV and the video and rewind our life. We gave them everything material. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, ma nahala walidun nahlan ahsana min adabin hasan. The greatest gift you father, mother could give your children was good character. Where was the father during the formative years of the children? He had no time. He's busy with his business, he's busy with his golf. He's gone here, there, golf. Allah alone knows which golf he's playing. You know what I'm talking about. And the mother is busy. She's going to this mall and sometime meeting that pole. You know, so all this goes on. And the child grows up with a nanny. The child grows up with a maid. The child grows up with the cartoons. Whole day he's looking at cartoons. You know, if you study the TV and the mentality and the subliminal messages they send, they don't just put any show on the TV. They study the human mind. When you control the mind of people, you control the thought process of people, you won the war without shooting a bullet. So the child already, while he's still in his formative years, his thinking, his behavior is just like that of a non-Muslim. Because he is already getting all the messages, the subliminal messages are entering his mind, his heart and everything. Who's to blame? The child is masoom. He's just like a chalkboard, whatever you're going to write there. So they just absorb. So they just like the clothing when we wash. You must remember it absorbs. So think properly, O father, O mother, what we are doing with the beautiful flowers Allah has given us. So I was telling you the contribution of the youth towards Islam. Go on and see. In Mustafa, in Bukhari Sharif's hadith, in time of Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a youngster, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala is so young. In Hajjatul Wida, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Lam Yahtalim is not even baligh. But subhanallah, he used to ask questions. He used to sit by the big, big ulama, senior ulama, among the sahaba, and he imbibed knowledge from Nabi alayhi salam. The master alayhi salam made dua for him. Allahumma barik lahu fi ilmi, Allahumma barik lahu fi ta'wili. Different words are mentioned. Give him barakah in tafsir, give him barakah in knowledge and so. See his knowledge, brothers. See his knowledge, O youth. One day, you know we have meetings. Tomorrow you got a meeting regarding the electricity and regarding the water and regarding this, whatever meeting you have. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is Amirul Mu'mineen, there's a meeting. What is on the agenda? Today they don't say agenda, they say what is on the menu. Because they come to the meeting, what is the choice? So then, if the chows are right, we'll come to the meeting. If the chows are not right, just leave this meeting. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, the agenda tonight is Mata Laylatul Qadr. When is Laylatul Qadr? Senior Sahaba. Abdullah bin Abbas is the youngster. At time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam's demise, he was not baligh. So he was not even mature. So that time he might be about 18 or 20 or so. Senior Sahaba objected on Sayyidina Umar, how can this youngster be in this majlis, in this meeting? But it's Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen. So he kept silent. So he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, what you say? When is Laylatul Qadr? He said, what you say? He said, what you say? What you say, ma ra'yuka ya fata? What you say, O youngster? So everybody agrees, iltamisuha fil ashril awakhir min Ramadan, that you look and search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So he, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, said, it is on the 27th night. Now you're sitting with Sahaba, the giants of knowledge. You can't just make a claim, you have to substantiate it with proof. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, what is your proof? That you said it's 27th night, what proof you have? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let's start. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat, the heavens are seven, wa min al-ardi mithlahun, and the land and the sand are also seven. Tatawwurul insan, when you look at the fetus in the womb of the mother, today only doctors 100 years, 50 years ago, Allah spoke of this 1400 years ago and more. You look at the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. Me and you went through the stages. So Allah speaks of it in Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15. Go read Quran, my brothers. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the development of the fetus in the womb of the mother. Abdullah bin Abbas is reading. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثم خلقنا النطفة علقا فخلقنا العلقة مضغا فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Seven stages Allah took us through and then we were born. Sahaba are looking. We never knew this youngster is teaching us.
فأنبتنا فيها حبا وإنبا وقدبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا.
In the ending way it comes, وَفَاكِهَا وَأَبَّا. The أَبَّا is not part of human food. مَا تَأْكُلُهُ الْأَنْعَامِ. Imam Bukhari got it also. So أَبَّا refers to the fodder and what animals eat. So he told Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Allah mentioned 7 types of food for human consumption. So the heavens are 7, the earth is 7, our development in the womb of our mother is 7 stages, the food we consume is 7, the tawaf, sabatu ashwat is 7 rounds, safa marwa is 7, therefore I say 7. Even Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, I concur with you, I agree with you. See, children, today you ask youngsters, the 11 wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Azwaj Mutahharat, you'll start Sayyidah Khadija, Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidah. You see, I'm coming just now. But you ask the soccer team, cricket team, they'll know all the scores, everything. Where's our allegiance? When I look at the man, they busy with Hollywood. When I look at the woman, they busy with Bollywood. We look at the children, they busy with Robin Hood. So what are you going to get there? You think about it. So youngsters, I'm addressing you. Don't waste your time. Don't kill your time. These things are not going to help us. Remember that. Imbibe and learn that which will help you, and inshallah you become an asset to humanity. You become the leaders of tomorrow. We all old and cold and retired now. So remember, we'll be gone just now. So you will be the leaders. Then what will you do? Think about it. We take you to Muslim Spain. Muslim Spain is called Andalus. I've been to all these places, alhamdulillah. If you go to Andalus till today, you must remember the remnants and the relics are still left there. There was a person, Tariq bin Ziyad. In English, they distort everything. They say Gibraltar. You know Gibraltar? Gibraltar is Jabal-e-Tariq. The mountain is named after Tariq bin Ziyad. When Tariq bin Ziyad entered from North Africa, they went into Iberia. Portugal, Spain together is called the Iberian Peninsula. Nevertheless, so they entered there and he addressed these people. They went with 7 boats and 7 ships and they crossed. When they entered, he addressed his army and told them, that amamakum al-adu, see in front, these are the enemies. Wa waraakum al-bahar, and behind us is the ocean. So what are we going to do? Because while traveling en route, he already saw Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. And he knew that this is Bushra al-Ajila. That this is al-Bushra al-Ajila, that already we know victory is certain, inshallah. Nevertheless, so he told his people, we burn our boats and ships. Either we establish Islam here, or either we give our life here. Lo and behold, they burned their boats and ships there. And then they fought the battle in Ramadan, in 92 AH. Go learn our history. 11th year, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place. 80 years, 81 years after that, they write in Spain. And then, for 780 plus years, Muslim rule in Andalus. The whole Maliki school flourished like you can't believe. Allama Qurtubi, Rahimahullah, Qazi Munzir, Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr, and Allama Baji. All these are Maliki scholars. We don't know about them, because we're not even interested in. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he took Mu'atta Imam Malik rahimahullah and he wrote a commentary. It's called Aujazul Masalik. The Maliki scholars, when they met Hazrat Shaykh there in Medina Munawwara, they told him, we find it amazing. You are a Hanafi scholar, but you wrote such a commentary on Mu'atta Imam Malik that we are indebted to the Hanafi scholars for the work you did regarding the Maliki fiqh and Maliki understanding. So brothers, we must understand. What was Tariq bin Ziyad's age when they conquered Andalus? What What was his age? He was 20, 21 years old. In his early 20s he was. And he conquering countries. Me and you can't even conquer our wife's heart properly. What you say? You can conquer your wife's heart. You tell your wife few words and see. You children, you like stories. Tell you stories. Story time. Let's drink water before the story. Allama Tantawi Rahimullah wrote a book, Akhbar-e-Umar. In there he mentioned all ajib waqiyat of Sayyidina Umar. So, Qissatu Umar wal-A'rabi. The story of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Bedouin. Sayyidina Umar is Amirul Mu'mineen, he's controlling half the world at his feet. One Arabi Bedouin comes and there, Sayyidina Umar saw him, he took a U-turn, he went away. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, this person came, definitely there was some need, but he took a U-turn and went away. One person, the Khadim, he said, who called that person? So they summoned him, Sayyidina Umar is calling you. So he came. Sayyidina Umar said, you came right till here, why you went away? He said, Sayyidina Umar, Amir al-Mu'min, leave it out, please. So no, I insist, you must tell me. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, that I told my wife a few words, and she told me many paragraphs. She gave me such a tongue lashing, my heart was broken. I said, let me go ask Amir al-Mu'mineen. When I came here, I heard your wife giving you a tongue lashing. That you Amirul Mu'mineen. I say, what does Amirul Mu'mineen help me? We and he both are in the same boat. Is it? Amirul Mu'mineen. His wife is giving tongue lashing. He's keeping quiet. What is the sign of an intelligent husband, unintelligent husband? You see your bill account, your cell phone, all it goes up and up all the time. So much barakat they got, barakati line. Just speak, speak, woman they got, they just speak. They don't think. My sisters, I got two. I tell them, for what you have to phone your daughter every day? Explain that to me. But they must speak. And not speak 5 minutes, speak 1 hour. They speak 59 minutes because after that it cuts off. What they speak, Allah alone knows. So what is the sign of an unintelligent husband, an intelligent husband? The unintelligent husband, when the wife speaks, 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 then he'll tell her, shut up, keep quiet. And the intelligent husband will tell his wife, oh my darling, my honey, my sweetheart, you look so beautiful with your mouth closed. In marriage, you have to be a diplomat also a little bit. Otherwise, always there will be war. You must remember. Otherwise, you move out and keep quiet. Finish. End of the story. Sayyidina Ali, hadith in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to the house of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Ah, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Ayna Ali? Where's Sayyidina Ali? She is a lady with haya and shame and modesty. She's looking down. Fatima to Sayyida to Nisai Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah, is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. She says, Baini wa baina ushay, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Abati, we had an altercation argument. But where is he? He's gone to the masjid. The Master alayhi salam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah in the entire creation and universe. The Master alayhi salatu salam goes himself to the masjid. He sees Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu lying there, sleeping, resting. Speck of dust on his clothing, on his body. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamsahu turab an badanihi an libasi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removing the dust, the speck of dust from the body of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, from the clothing of Sayyidina Ali. Kum ya Aba Turab, kum ya Aba Turab. The father-in-law is teaching a lesson to future father-in-law. If it's me and you and our son-in-law did something, before we reach the son-in-law, our sleeves will be up already. Where is that son-in-law? Let me just panel beat him properly. Hum to aisi marammat kar denge ke ghar toot jayega. We will give him such a hiding, definitely the house will break. Because common sense is no more common, you know. So think properly what we are doing. So anyway, I was telling you these issues that about the youth. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, what knowledge Almighty Allah blessed him. Hijrah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes place to Medina Munawwara. I come to Phoenix, this person will say, come to my house, this one will say, Alhamdulillah, we ate already, brother, don't worry. You understand? You can see I wear big jubba to camouflage everything, you understand? Yeah. So you must, this is the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to Medina Munawwara, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, my house. The Master alayhi salatu salam settled in the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. Nevertheless, Ummah Sulaim, the lady came. She is the mother of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. She brought her son Anas radiallahu anhu, who's 10 years old, and said, Ya Rasulullah, people will give you lot of things. I am giving you my son. He will be your khadim, your special attendant, and he will run your errands for you, run your chores for you, fulfill your need. 10 years he stayed in the khidmat of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam used to joke with him. Sometime Nabi alayhi salam would catch him from the back like this and hold his eyes and ears and say, Ya dhal uzunain. Oh, you youngster with two ears. So everybody got 2 ears. The message was, I'm going to tell you to do something, listen attentively. He says, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for me, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa mali. The Master alayhi salam made dua for him, his children, grandchildren. In his lifetime, he saw more than 100 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. He passed away in the year 93, he's buried there in Basra, there in Iraq. And Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, saw him, that's how he became a tabi'i. And regarding his wealth, his crops and harvest, not once a year, but Allah Jalla Wala, because the barakah of Nabi alayhi salam's dua, made it such that his crops would be produced twice a year. The yield, the harvest was twice a year. Amen. Look at the youth, what they achieved, what they did in Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. Come to the next generation. Imam Shafi, today if we have a youngster and he became a hafiz of the noble Quran, we must remember we all are elated and happy. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in the year 150. The day Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah passed away, that same day Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i was born. Open Muqaddama of Hidayah, you will find it. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza and in Palestine. And he passed away in 204 in Cairo in Egypt, 54 years. At the age of 7, he became a hafiz of noble Quran. At the age of 10, he by heart memorized one time Imam Malik. Today, how many of us can memorize 100 ahadith? If you know 100 hadith, people will think you're a Sheikhul Hadith today. At the age of 10, he by heart all one time Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. So these were the youth. That they are day, they are night. Everything was for the deen of Islam. Now come to us, our youth, our children, our grandchildren. What are the challenges they are facing? My own Ustad, I give you now what we saw with our own life. My honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, he passed away last year. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. There we could not ask him all these questions. He was in South Africa 4 or 5 times. So one day I was alone with him in the room. So I asked him, Hazrat, wo ek martaba aapne, he made ishara, you know, ki hamare ilaka mein jo hai hafiz nahi, there was no hafiz, Ramadan time, people were concerned, who will read the Taraweeh, perform the Salat. So Hazrat was 16 years old or so. He said, main imamat karunga, you all don't worry, I'll make the imamat. But Hazrat wasn't the hafiz. He says, from Sehri time right till iftar time, I have to learn. Subhanallah, in 27 days he completed hifz the whole Quran. My Ustad. He said, people didn't believe it. I told them, if after 2-3 years come again, I'll do it for you again. So I said, Dusri martaba to theek hazrat, wo pehli martaba ka kamal hai. That is the 27 days he bahat the whole Quran Sharif. And people reading Taraweeh behind.
He himself doesn't know tomorrow what is Nurid, because he's not Hafiz. But from Sehri time, he learned the iftar and he knows. Subhanallah.
You know, we witness with our own eyes. So brothers, sisters, I don't know, the mothers, sisters are listening. My message to you is this. Each one of us, your children are very valuable. Your youth are very valuable. But they just need little bit guidance from our side. What are the challenges they face? They go to school. When they go to school, Allah alone knows what subjects they do. They are taught about evolution. They are taught so many things. So many things totally opposite of what Islam teaches. So their mind is already suffering a crisis. The Mawlana tells them something else. The teacher in the school, the ma'am in the school teaches them something else. And then when they look at the media, they are bombarded from all sides. So remember, the thought process is already ruptured, fractured. They don't know. They lose their identity. They lose their thought process. Bali, Bilal will think like Bali. Maryam will think like Mary. And you can see, that is what happens. So what we have to do, father, mother, you have to spend quality time with your children. You have to start ta'aleem in your house. In that way, inshallah, you will protect their iman. You will protect their Islam. You will protect their identity as well. Believe you me, brothers, I went to America before 9/11. I spent 6 weeks there in one place for Tarawih. So I just took a quick survey. How many hours they are teaching them Quran and so forth. Monday to Friday, there is no madrasa, nothing. Saturday, 1 hour maybe they teach. Sunday, 2 hours they teach. So it is Ramadan. So the first 2 weeks they said, okay, this madrasa. So as you see, they go a little bit. Third week came, the children told the Mawlana, the Imam, the Sheikh, they call him Imam there. Say, Imam, this week no madrasa, we're all going shopping for Eid. The next week came, the Mawlana said, he's going for Eid shopping. So the whole Ramadan came and went, there was only 2 weeks or 3 weeks madrasa, then also 1 hour, 2 hours left. So Eid day, very big crowd, they don't have Eid Salat, you understand, in a masjid, because masajid are small, they have a big hall, they are higher Eid. So I had to deliver the Eid lecture. So I asked them, I said, each, and they're all professionals. You understand, I studied Tarawih, behind me 45, 50 doctors. What were names, I don't understand also. Pharmacologist and this ologist and this ologist and that. Anything wrong, they got a specialist waiting there at the back. So all professionals. I said, MashaAllah, I'm very happy I came here to meet you and so forth and so on. But my heart is broken. Tomorrow I'm leaving. From there I was going to Canada and just coming back. So my heart is broken, what I saw. Then I took out my handkerchief and I said, for this American passport of yours, what did you do? Your children are ripe to become such people who will fly out of the fold of Islam. What Islam did they learn? In this 5 weeks I'm here, 3 weeks maybe they had madrasa. Okay, multiply it times 2 hours, 6 hours in a month. 40 Jumu'ah, leave other salat for a moment. 40 Jumu'ah salat per year, they all are missing. Because they all are in school or they are in college and so forth, and they can't attend. I ask them, where are you? They say, we don't go. You made such sacrifice for that American passport that your children 40 weeks in the year, they don't read Jumu'ah salat. Your madrasa is, we can't even call it a madrasa in the true sense of the word. You must remember, you're giving them ta'aleem 6 weeks, 6 hours, 5 hours per month. And that also is, you come and you feel like basically. The Mawlana also says, take it easy. How are you going to preserve the iman of these children here? So they are ripe. When they go, now he grows up. He has to get married. He is firing all his passion and desires. Whatever he sees, he will just take. And you know how they live there. It's an open, liberal society. Every Western democracy today is not Adam and Eve. It is Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve. And it's considered completely legal. Our Maulana Ulama, yeah, I went to one Waliullah, I mentioned this on the radio also. You must remember, I asked him, Hazrat, ye jo Cape Town mein kahat sali hai, that this drought and all that's going on in Cape Town, we know what is the reason. What you say, what is the reason? He said two things are the main reason. One is, we're not live on air, no? It's good it's not live on air, so I can speak. So you must remember, so he said that one of the main reasons, Cape Town is the headquarters for the gay brigade. Cape Town, and if for real, you go on the internet, I tell you all this kind of thing. If you know Cape Town is considered as the headquarters for the gays. People come from overseas to get busy here. So what you expect? There is cause and effect. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. So each one of us must think properly that what we are doing, what our children are doing, it's become totally normal. Today they will tell you it's a human rights issue. How many a time I receive questions? My son is gay or my daughter is lesbian and so forth and so on. Muslim we're talking about, not non-Muslim. So these are the challenges. One day one person, he says he's an imam. I say, from where you come? He say, from Cape Town. So I say, what's the problem? He say, you want to challenge me. I said, fine, what do you want to speak about? He say, to be gay is permissible in Islam. Listen carefully what I'm saying. He say, to be gay is permissible in Islam. So I asked him all these verses here, what it means. He says, no, this was at that time when one party was like raping the other party. But if both parties give permission, then it's fine. Can you believe he says he's an imam, and you have such an imam, you people will not be praying behind him, P-R-A-Y, they'll be praying behind him, P-R-E-Y. So you must remember this. If it's not shaitan, what it is? So I told him, you're a murtad, you're out of the fold of Islam, I don't even shake hands with you, and you die now, we will announce not one person will read your Salatul Janazah. We went to Canada, they told me that we will take you to a masjid. So we got no takalluf by any masjid you take. Say, no, this masjid is a gay masjid. You see what they're trying to do? They're trying to gain acceptance that this is the norm in Islam. So brothers, you need to be concerned. What is happening to our flowers? Tomorrow they'll get married, Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve. And the laws are all in their favor. You know, once they're 18 years old, we can't do much. They will say, is their democratic right? Is a human rights issue? So we need to be very careful on these issues. All this comes from where? When our children are growing up. We just say they're going to madrasa, they're going to Darulum, or they're going to Muslim school, and we sit content. Wallahi, my brother, you can't sit content. We as parents, as fathers, mothers, are shirking our responsibilities when it comes to the tarbiyah part. Your beautiful flowers are reading the dua, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Ya Allah, have mercy on my parents as they made my tarbiyah, as they trained me, as they nurtured me, as they brought me up whilst I was a baby, whilst I was young, whilst I was in my formative. But did you, O father, mother, make tarbiyah? Or did you shirk your responsibility and dump it on the school teacher or on the Maulana or the Ustad? Think about it seriously. Did not Allah Jalla Wala tell us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara? O you who believe, ay iman walo, 89 different places Allah Jalla Wala addresses us. Ye to aashiqana khitab hai. This is address filled with love. Allah knows the iman will be the motivating force. So you save yourself and your children from the fire. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, one of his greatest teachers is Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah. Sufyan bin Uyayna used to say, "O children, O students, your parents will save you from this physical fire here in this world. But the asatiza and the honorable ulama and teachers, they will save you insha'Allah if you learn properly and you practice from the fire of Jahannam also." That is why the ustad's rank is so great. So think about it seriously. Next one. Now our son wants to get married. Our daughter wants to get married. You, my daughters, you're listening to this program, or you will listen afterwards when it's broadcast or whatever, or they will make CDs on. None of you can get married. Understand this. Every day we receive this. Somebody's daughter, just today also I got the question. You must remember that the daughter wants to get married, and remember she said that I like this boy. But the parents say, no, we don't like, because he don't read Salat, or his character is not good, or he is on drugs or alcohol. The daughter say, you don't come tell me what to do. Now imagine our own daughter who we brought up, but then we have to rewind. How come today my beloved daughter is telling me this? Did not Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La nikaha illa bi waliyin? The nikah is not valid. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. The nikah is not valid without the consent of the father. The father don't give consent, that nikah is null and void. Go ask the Shafi'is, go ask the Malikis, go ask the Hanbalis, that nikah is null and void. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, I met him personally, Alhamdulillah. He was the Imam Abu Hanifa of our time. Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in his fatwa kitab, which I have, Imdadul Muftin, page 551, and he said, if the lady is a Hanafi, following the Hanafi school, Aqila ho, Baligha ho, she is sane, she is mature, and she gets married in Ghair Kuf, without the permission of her father, she gets married to someone who's not compatible, suitable for her, she's going to bring disgrace to that family, then the fatwa of the Hanafis also is that nikah is batil, null and void. That is the fatwa of the Hanafis. I gave you the reference, I gave you everything. So where are we today? Today they want to make parking nikahs. They just want to park anywhere. Park in the parking or park in the loading zone. So the youngster is there in university. He likes this girl. So he sits there by the driver's seat. The girl sits there. They get one guy from Somalia, get one guy from Ethiopia or Malawi. They say these, and they pay them half the time. You take 20 rand, you take 50 rand, and they pay some mahar, 100 rand. And they say, darling, I love you, you marry me? He say, I marry you. You ready? You ready? So he say, what this is? The father doesn't even know that the parking nikah took place. Like, how you get parking ticket? So he made his own parking. You see the khatra? You see where we're going? Today she's married to this guy, tomorrow she'll marry to somebody else. What do you worry about? They want to park wherever they want to. So no, I don't like this guy, next month I choose somebody else. What they worried about, iddat and all these things. Think properly. You, O father, O mother, O grandparents, you got children, you got grandchildren. They are not married. Your daughter is 28, 30, 35. Your son is 20, 30, 40. For what he's waiting? Anbiya used to get nubuwwat when they were 40. And he's not married when he's 40. Al-A'zabu shaitan is a hadith in Mustalah Ahmad. You must remember a person who's confirmed bachelor. There's nothing wrong with him. There's no sickness or anything. And he don't get married. Remember he's shaitan. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was a mufti of Sahaba. He used to say hypothetically, if Allah Ta'ala tells me in 10 days time I will die, that is Khairul Qurun, the best time, best in it. In 10 days time I will die, I will get married even today. Although after 10 days I will die, so that I don't fall into fitna and vices. Where are we? Think about it seriously. So my daughters, my sisters, I beg you, I beseech you, humbly appeal to you. Never make the mistake of getting married without the blessing of your parents, especially your father. Your marriage is doomed already. And according to ulama, remember you're living in sin. Your children are illegitimate. See the ramifications, the consequences. You, the sons, you also learn to take the blessing. So all you youngsters, even we old people is fine, we also must do it. But especially you youngsters, we are addressing you primarily. Every day you start tonight. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. رَبَّنَا بْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُونَ Ya Allah, grant us such spouses. Ya Allah, grant us such children and offspring and progeny that will be the coolness of the eyes. I asked the one brother, why are you not getting married? He's 30 years old, 33. He said, I'm looking for such a wife that when I look at her, I must never get tired of looking at her. So I asked him, you saw yourself in the mirror. You want such a wife, but your wife, you think she won't get tired of. And ask Bhajis, you get old people, we tell them, Quran says, Surah Kahf, I told you it's for all strata of society. Quran says when you enter your farm, your garden, your orchard, say, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. The person sees his shop, he say, Masha Allah. He sees his house, Subhanallah. He sees his warehouse, he sees his balance, he say, Alhamdulillah. He sees his wife after 4 or 5 children, he say, Inna lillah. But whose children? Say, no, she's no more so slim and trim. Are you slim and trim? You lost shape yourself also. So brothers, those of us who got children, grandchildren, not married, read Surah 25, same Surah. Surah Furqan, verse 54. You want to get married? Keep the sparkle in your marriage. Read, everyone must read. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata. But our children, grandchildren who are not married, read Surah 25, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا Allah Jalla wa Ala created us from the semen and the sperm. Then Allah made nasab. He gave us a father, He gave us a mother. So my father's name Ismail, my mother's name Halima, they all rahimahumullah, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Then Allah gave us sihra, He gave us in-laws. So you must remember father-in-law, mother-in-law. So you, O parents, O grandparents, this is the dua you should be reading. That Ya Allah, give these grandchildren, children of my in-laws, let them get good partners and get married. It's a big one, especially for our daughters, granddaughters. Hammul banat ilal mamat. You're going to worry about your daughters, granddaughters till you die. So all this. Next one, brothers, you are my youth. But who are you going to mingle? Who are your friends? Today our friends are, let us be honest, it's Saturday night. So because maybe we got programmed, they say, chalo, let's come listen something. But maybe after Isha, the excitement will start. So we're busy. Bhaji also is busy chatting one day. The daughters phone and they send me message. I caught my father, he's chatting with all the women. I say that he's old, but he's not cold. He's old, but he's not cold. How we can behave like this? Pornography. Just see in our homes, how much pornography. Then we wonder when I entered, I saw Masjidus Salam. I said, Subhanallah. I said, our houses must become a home. Our home must become Darussalam. A home of peace, a home of tranquility, a home of serenity. When will it happen, O Muslim? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Make salam common amongst you. Allah will unite the hearts. Husband, wife, is civil war going on today. Because the hearts are, the bodies are united, but the hearts are not united. So the hearts have to get united, and then there will be unity of thought. You both go in the same direction. Otherwise, we're in collision course. Remember. So everything of Islam, if we practice on it properly, we will see it brings rahmah, it brings mercy, it brings serenity. Everything will be peaceful. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Pure life, chaste life, clean life, everything. So this is worldly reward. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And hereafter, beyond our comprehension and perception. So who are our friends? We choose the person who is on drugs. We choose the person who is on alcohol. We choose the person whose income Allah alone knows. We choose the person who takes us away from the masjid. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili. It's a hadith in Mishkat. You will follow the custom, tradition, religion of your friend. So watch out with who you mingle and associate. Quran tells us. Quran tells us there was one person, he was told, become Muslim, do this, do that. He said, I don't like all this, I like all. Instead of becoming Abdullah, I become Abdul Hawa. I become the slave of my worms, fancies and desires. Now when death comes, everything opens up. Now Hisab Kitab is going to start everything. Ya laytani lam attakhidh fulana khalila. How I wish I did not take him or him or him as my friend. But alas, it's too late. So think properly, my youth, what you are doing. People can call you names, what you worry about that? I lectured the other day in Ladysmith, in a township, you know, African youngsters. So I had quick Q&A, just 10, 15 minutes. So I asked them, ask any question. So they pick up the hand. They say when we wore this kind of clothes and topi and all that, they call us Boko Haram, they call us Boko Haram. So what we must do? I say, what? You must say we Boko Halal, we Boko Halal. What Boko Haram? We got nothing to do with Boko Haram. Boko Haram is Nigeria, we all Boko Halal. So never feel shy for our identity. Never feel shy regarding the laws of Islam. And compromise and apologize. We don't have to apologize to anybody. Remember that. Allah gave us Iman. Allah blessed us with Islam. When Allah gave us the best, so what we have to apologize to anybody? And compromise them. We don't have to. But the Muslim themselves, they got so much doubt in Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. You youth, listen carefully. Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, what Allah says. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. When you believe in Allah Jalla Wala, we believe in Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you must have absolutely no doubt. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Is not Mohan Abdul Qadir Qaji sitting here or the elders are sitting here? On the radio I always say, the best work in this past century is work of Dawat and Tabligh. I just give you quick 2-3 incidents, it's 5-6 minutes left now. I traveled now the past 3 years South America. Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Peru, and Venezuela. What things I saw, you know. Uruguay today, you youngsters, there is not one masjid in the whole country. 4 million people, 1,000 Muslim, whole country, not one a single masjid. Yeah, mashallah, beautiful masjid. But go back, in the 40s, 50s, there were 3 masjid. Today, 1 masjid is a church. I went myself to go see it. It was a Sunday. So I walked in from that side, he was teaching from here, he saw me, that priest. So he stopped and he came. So I said, I have to make like a story with him, you know. So I said, priest, I see our clothing look very similar, you know. But I told our satis, I said, just check which way is Qibla. Our masjid church in Montevideo. Second masjid turned into a museum. Third masjid turned into block of offices. You ask them, you say, no one came. So the government said, these people are wasting time, rather we take it over. Today, with Dawat, Tabligh, mashallah, this Musalla, this. I mentioned it last night, I think. Yeah, last night. I was lecturing like this, it's Ramadan time. So there were two policemen sitting there. So I asked the Maulana, are these policemen looking for me or what? He said, no, this one husband, he battered his wife very badly, you know. So he assaulted her. So she went to lay complaint. So whenever she goes anywhere, these two police come. So the he can't take advantage. Iftar time came, we told the youngsters, well, don't give them dates, give them samosa, bhajia and all. So Taraweeh came, they come every night, I was just there one, two nights. So, we in front, what we know what's happening at the back. These youngsters come, they say, you know what happened? I say, what happened? They say, the policeman, he read Taraweeh with us. I say, very good, he's a Muslim. He say, no, we want to tell you how we read Taraweeh. I say, how we read Taraweeh? They say, he read Taraweeh like this. They say, when we started, he put his hand here. Then he got tired, he put his hand here. Then second rakat, he put his hand here. Then after he made salam, then he went away. I told him, you didn't understand what policeman did. Say, what the policeman did? I say, when he started, he was a Shafi. Then he became a Hanafi. Second rakat, he decided to become a Maliki. After salam, he decided to become Salafi. Run away. You know the Salafis, they run away. Now I go last year, I say, policeman ka kya hal hai? Say, policeman to Musalman ho gaya. Policeman made nakal, Allah ko pasan aya, Allah gave him Islam. That is deen of Islam. We go Argentina, this is 3 years ago. Mada Plata, Mada Plata is like your Durban. Excellent. December, January, you can't get place there, it's coast. People flock. Very beautiful. Our South Africans put up a masjid, 3 stories. Excellent. South Africans. Alhamdulillah. So we're there, this brother Jamil. Jamil say, Sheikh. They call you Sheikh Imam, they everyone. I say, what's wrong, Jamil? Jamil from France. He say, make dua. It's Ramadan. I say, no, whatever dua you make, we'll make. He say, make dua. She must become proper Muslim. I say, who? See this one. I say, who? Jamila. Jamila is Muslim. He says, yeah, she's half Muslim. Why half Muslim? He says, no, weekdays is Muslim, but Sunday she go church. So half Muslim. Then we can't give fatwas, you know. He says, come, let's know. So we both make dua, we both cry. Then I go, I say, Jamila, how's Jamila? He says, now 100%. She's good Muslim, full Muslim. He says, no more church. I say, better come, we make your nikah also for you properly. All mix up business. You don't know who's half Muslim and who's proper Muslim. But all Dawat Tabligh. So you youngsters, I didn't come here for tashkil or something. I just came to tell you a message that we live in difficult times and to preserve our iman is very difficult. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that as-sabiru ala deenihi kal-qabid al-jamar. The time will come, and we living in that time. Is that this in Tirmidhi? To practice on your deen will be like holding that red, hot, coal, the ember. So you, my youth, stick with your elders, take the du'as of your parents. If I ask you youngsters, one question I finish. How many of you kissed your mother's hand? How many of you? And how many of you kissed your girlfriend? Girlfriend, everybody's hand will go up. Mother, you say, no, I feel shy. What is halal, we feel shy. What is haram, then we do. So tonight, you go to your mother, you kiss your mother's hand and tell her, Ummi, make dua for me. Go to your father and kiss him on his forehead and say, Abi, Abati, make dua for me. See how far you will go in life, inshallah. So there is one man left, make dua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen wa mazlumin wa mustadafina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ahdi shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma ahdi shabab al-muslimin. Allahumma ahdi nisa al-muslimin. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdi bina wa jalna sabab al-liman ihtada. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين